your new single, Havana, it is taking over. Is it true that that was never meant to be a single?
Yeah, it's true. I feel like, you know, a lot of people around me were just saying that it's a good song, but it's never going to be a single. It's never going to work for radio. It's never, you know, it's too different than everything else out there. People aren't going to get it. People aren't going to understand it. I mean, I think that's also why, you know, I'm so happy and so pleasantly surprised is that this song has been kind of like the defiant song, you know? It's different, and that's the same reason that people thought it wasn't going to work is the same reason that it's resonating with people. So I'm super, super grateful.
You're traveling all over the world at the moment. I'm seeing on your Snapchat, you're in Italy, all over the place, on loads of different TV shows. I reckon you're being asked loads of different interview questions. What do you think is the weirdest interview question you've been asked in your career so far? Where you've been like, what is going on?
Actually, no, not yet. I mean, I think the only time that I can remember, and it was like, it was wonderful. I was with my, you know, former group. We were on this Tokyo show. It was like it's like the biggest music show in Tokyo. And it was like, I've never done anything like that before, where it was like, we were sitting on this bench and there was like seven other groups from Tokyo performing, and all of us had to watch each other perform, like as we were doing it, and we would like slide every time it got closer to our turn. So that was like, it was like really interesting. I'd never done that before.
I'd love to go on a Japanese game show. Have you seen clips of Japanese game shows on YouTube?
They're crazy, right? They're like so funny.
Although some of the stuff they do in Japanese game shows seem a little bit dangerous to me. Would you go on a Japanese game show?
You know what? I really want to go on a Japanese game show.
So if there's
any... Would you ever go on Fear Factor? Do you know what that is?
Give me a summary.
It's like basically you do scary things. Like they blindfold you and they put like worms. Like you put your hand in like a pile of worms. Or it's like you have to like eat a cockroach, or, you know, it's like stuff that's like disgusting, and the people get paid an absurd amount of money for doing something that's super terrifying.
What would be your worst thing to do on Fear Factor?
Probably like, you know that thing where in the ocean they put you in this like iron cage and there's like sharks swimming around you? I would seriously faint. Like, it wouldn't even be like, I would seriously have a heart attack and probably die. I'd go into cardiac arrest.
Yeah, that wouldn't make a good episode, would it?
No. Yeah, they probably wouldn't air that. I would never do it, no matter what.
I just saw your carpool karaoke with Joe Jonas. I saw the clips of it where you revealed you were a Jonas Brothers mega fan. How was it to do that? Because carpool karaoke has just taken over the world. Was it fun?
It was so much fun. I feel like Joe and I, we just had like a lot of fun together. He's so funny. I didn't know that he was that funny. And I was laughing so hard. I had a blast. And it was pretty funny telling him that. But I clarified, I was like, I used to stalk you. I don't anymore.
As long as you clarify that, it's fine.
Yeah, and he was like, no, it's totally fine.
What's something that goes on behind the scenes of carpool karaoke that people don't realize?
People don't know is there's also a car following you, listening to the sound.
Oh, what, the entire time?
The entire time there's a car following you.
I can imagine you just forget after a while. Well, can you forget? Because I imagine there's a lot of cameras.
No, I forget, but there's a car of literally like 10 people behind you.
Hi to Skylar, to Tay, to everybody else on Twitter over at KMFM Official. We're using the hashtag Camila on KMFM because Camila Cabello is hanging out on the show. It's Crying in the Club on the Hit List. And the last time you were on the show, we were talking about old email addresses, and you were talking about how your old email address used to be sillybilly65.
That's right.
And as soon as the interview played out, Twitter went into meltdown. I saw so many people change their usernames to sillybilly65 on Twitter.
So cute. My fans are so cute. Hi, guys. I love you.
Did you see that all kicking off? Because it was just tweet after tweet of sillybilly65.
I didn't see it, but I think that's like one of my favorite part about fandoms is like their usernames. Because you're like, it's like all of our inside jokes, kind of.
Yeah, and that's so, what I found when people were responding to the interview. Because there were loads of people being like, oh, what's sillybilly65? And then someone else would tell them what sillybilly65 is. And then it'll be like a nice little group. And it must have been
it's so cute.
It must have been fun to be a part of that when you were younger, because I think the thing that's the best about you is that you don't try and hide the fact that you were a massive One Direction fan, you're a massive Jonas Brothers fan. When you were younger, what fandom do you reckon you were most prominent in?
Definitely the One Direction fandom. You know, I watched like all their videos, and so I was like, all the inside jokes of like what being a fan of theirs was at the time, like I knew all of them. But it's fun to be a fan of people. I think when I was like 15, it was just like I got home from school cool. You know, I was like excited. It was fun. It was like an escape.
Feels like a little group, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's funny. Sometimes it can be funny. Twitter can also just be really funny. Like even my fans now, like I look at their tweets and my mom will like send me screenshots of their funny tweets and it's like, they're just funny. Their humor is hilarious.
What's your favorite tweet that you've seen recently from a fan?
My favorite is when they have like a situation and then they'll have like a meme or like a meme video. For example, it'll be like, Camila, when are you releasing the Havana music video? And then it's like, there's this meme, it's so difficult to explain. Okay. There's this meme video where there's like all these ladies sitting around a table and they're like, who said that? Who said that? Who said that? Who said that? And it's like on loop. Man, I just did a horrible job of explaining it. But it's funny, I swear.
No, I imagine that all of your fans who are listening now know exactly what video you're talking about. And I'm hoping if they tweet us at KMFM Official, they'll kind of let me on it. I'm sure it was a perfect impression. Don't put yourself down. Finally, before you go, the album, how far along are we? Is it done?
Yeah, it's almost done. I'm just putting finishing touches on it. But it's going to come out like early next year.
Early next year, is that a promise?
No.
And on that note, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And I'm going to hit play on Havana. Can I leave you to introduce it, please?
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's Camila, and this is my song, Havana.